Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda kembali bergabung bersama dengan SBS Examines dalam Bahasa Indonesia. Saya Tia Arda. Dalam episode Understanding Hate kali ini pendengar, kita akan membahas homofobia di Australia. Homofobia ini adalah bentuk kebencian yang menjadi sorotan setelah serangkaian serangan terhadap para pria gay terjadi baru-baru ini. Kepolisian Victoria menduga beberapa kelompok pelaku, terutama para pemuda berusia antara 13 hingga 20 tahun, telah menyamar sebagai pengguna sah platform kencan online atau daring guna memikat pria gay agar bertemu dengan mereka. Para korban diduga kemudian diserang, dirampok, diancam, dan menjadi sasaran komentar homofobia. Serangan serupa pendengar telah dilaporkan di New South Wales, ACT, dan juga Australia Barat, yang kesemuanya menyasar para pria gay.
So we know from media reports and prosecutions that we've got an increase in homophobia, and attacks or prejudice against sexual minorities are often underreported.
Itu tadi adalah Dr. Justin Ellis, ahli kriminologi dari University of Newcastle.
People may be learning about these attacks through some of them being posted online, and that term posting and boasting. They may be sharing them in private groups. That may again embolden particular people to go out and perpetrate these attacks themselves.
Dr. Ellis mengatakan, ada kembali munculnya kiasan-kiasan lama yang bersifat homofobik yang secara keliru menyamakan pria gay dengan pedofil.
This labeling of same-sex attracted men and drag queens as child groomers has come to the surface again. We saw in 2023 in particular a big focus on drag queen storytime childhood literacy events by conservative religious groups and by nationalist groups. Those groups are getting way more organized online, way more networked, sending threats online, maybe turning up at events in person and threatening and intimidating people.
Frank Bonnici, seorang pria gay asal Melbourne, mengalami penyerangan pada Desember lalu.
I was just walking, holding my partner's hand, ready to go to the supermarket. A group of kids were yelling homophobic stuff to us. So I decided to call back saying, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And then they just looked at each other, hooded up, approached us. And yeah, eventually they took out a machete and just swiped at me. So I'm lucky to be alive.
Frank menjalani rehabilitasi selama berminggu-minggu dan mengatakan ia masih merasakan trauma yang berat atas apa yang terjadi. Namun pendengar, homofobia tidak selalu ekstrim atau penuh kekerasan.
The Chinese experience is more marked by like silence or unwillingness to acknowledge or talk about it, even when you've come out.
Itu tadi Victor Wu. Ia adalah seorang pembuat film yang mengidentifikasi diri sebagai gay dan queer. Ia mengatakan bahwa kaum queer berlatar belakang Tionghoa sering menghadapi tekanan dan rasa malu karena ekspektasi budaya.
Sometimes in the cultural community, coming out is seen as like you abandoning your cultural identity for the mainstream. So it's almost like it's a disloyalty. Some parents would be like, it's fine, we accept this, but don't talk about this openly.
Baru-baru ini, kita juga menyaksikan homofobia menjadi berita utama di bidang olahraga elit. Dr. Eric Dennison, seorang ilmuwan perilaku dari Monash University, mengatakan bahwa ketika pria menggunakan hinaan bernada homofobik dalam olahraga, seringkali tujuannya adalah untuk menyesuaikan perilaku atau suatu bentuk konformitas.
So when we say homophobic abuse, it's generally in the form of like banter and negative language about gay people. What we found was it didn't matter if a young man or boy had very positive attitudes or had very negative attitudes, they're just as likely to use homophobic language. They're driven by a desire by young men to conform to the behavior of others and be accepted. And if they don't use this language, then they're viewed as weird and not part of the group.
Dr. Dennison mengatakan, homofobia juga menjadi masalah di tingkat sekolah dan masyarakat pada umumnya.
Rates of suicide and self-harm for LGBTQ+ kids are about double of any other kid, and about 1 in 4 of them have attempted suicide in the last year. When you look at those numbers, you think sport could save their life, but right now sport environments is unsafe for them and it needs to be made safe.
Tim Kasetari adalah pelatih kesehatan yang berbasis di Brisbane. Ia tumbuh besar dengan bermain sepak bola dan sangat menyukainya.
It's a big part of our family culture. My parents actually met through football. It's always been my favorite hobby and it's always been a big part of my identity.
Tim kemudian meyakini bahwa bermain sepak bola dan menjadi gay bukanlah hal yang bisa berjalan bersama.
When I was at school, one of my coaches basically said to everyone in the team, I would never have a gay person playing as part of my team. And everyone else laughed at that. They thought it was hilarious. And I remember going home that night and praying that I wouldn't end up being gay because I wanted to be a soccer player.
Ketika Tim menyatakan diri sebagai gay di awal usia 20-an tahun, ia meninggalkan sepak bola sepenuhnya. Ia menjauh dari sepak bola selama 7 tahun, tetapi akhirnya menemukan jalan kembali aktif dalam olahraga tersebut dengan bergabung dengan klub yang terbuka pada mereka yang gay.
And it's given me a safe place to play soccer, but it hasn't always been smooth sailing. There's been comments from the opposition, which has been really disappointing.
Dr. Dennison mengatakan, untuk mengubah budaya, kita perlu memanfaatkan para pemimpin kelompok dan inisiatif seperti misalnya pertandingan Pride.
If you've played sport, you know, the captain and the vice captain, they're the people everyone follow and listen to, and if you don't have a very fun time in that sports team. And that's where we need them to really engage in driving change as well.
SBS Examines episode kali ini pendengar diproduksi oleh Nick Sumbolis dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia. Untuk informasi lainnya dari SBS Examines, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.